Dennis, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you tell us a bit about The Laws of Human Stupidity, more specifically, The Basic Laws of Human Stupidity by Carlo Cipolla?
Yeah, so he was an Italian economist who was contemplating stupidity and human nature. And basically, he was saying that stupidity is related to the five laws. Always and inevitably, everyone underestimates the number of stupid individuals in circulation. The probability that a certain person will be stupid is independent of any other characteristic of that person. A stupid person is a person who causes losses to another person or a group of persons while himself deriving no gain. Non-stupid people always underestimate the damaging power of stupid individuals, and a stupid person is the most dangerous type of person.
And so what causes stupidity? Is there a number of different factors?
Yeah, and the way we approach stupidity is within these five laws. So it's basically an irrational behavior that leads to negative consequences. And from other psychological studies, we can conclude that there are certain factors that lead to this behavior, that the person will believe that they know everything, that they believe they can do anything, they're extremely self-centered, nothing will harm them, and also the emotions and the state, like being angry or scared or exhausted or drunk, also affects whether you behave irrationally.
And so why is stupid behavior more likely on holiday? Does it have anything to do with tourism?
Yeah, so if you consider these causes of stupidity, then a tourist is a person who is very self-centered. Tourism, leisure tourism is very hedonic activity. You go on holidays for your own pleasure. And then you may start thinking that you are invincible, that you can do whatever you want because you're on holidays, you relax, you lower your guard, so to speak. Many people also think that they are kind of anonymous when they go on holidays. So if they misbehave, no one will find out about the consequences of their actions. Friends, bosses, colleagues are not around to witness those stupid actions.
What can we do about stupid tourist behavior? How can we be better?
Well, on one hand, the government and the tour operators can ensure that regulations are in place and there are barriers for these behaviors. But besides that, also education is important. Some of these stupid behaviors occur because of ignorance of tourists. They don't know how they're supposed to behave in the destination. But most importantly is to be self-reflective, to think about whether a moment of pleasure is really worth the risk of being injured or injuring someone else. Don't do something on there just because someone else wants to check whether you're brave enough. So just on holidays, still be mindful about what the consequences of your actions might be.
Thanks so much for your time today, Dennis.
You're welcome.